Many years ago, I developed a very special love for Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol. My oldest brother loves to announce, especially on Facebook, that his favorite rendition of that film is the 1951 production starring Alistair Sim. I have no idea why. But I do know why my favorite film version, that is the 1984 production starring George C. Scott as Ebenezer Scrooge. It's not because it's the best film, but it's because I remember watching it with my father. And some memories are more important than others, as are some traditions. Some years later, I made it a personal tradition to reread that book at some point during Advent. And it occurred to me recently that it's been more than 5 years since I had followed that tradition. And so I decided to listen to a reading of it during my recent drive up to Suwannee this past weekend to visit my children. And it occurred to me that the last time I read the book, that I wasn't ordained. And so as I listened to the story, and I know every sentence and every paragraph and word and what's coming next, but as I listened to it, different themes jumped out at me than I had ever noticed before. Now, Charles Dickens does not use Christian language or religious references to tell his story, but it is absolutely a religious Christian story about healing and about an intervention to save one man's life from the consequences of his actions. It's a story about a man who has an encounter with the truth. He is made aware of the consequences of his choices and given the freedom to do what he will with that truth. The three spirits who visit Ebenezer are basically prophetic messengers. They do what prophets do. They tell the truth. They simply show Ebenezer the truth of his life and the consequences of his choices. That's the thing that I most like about the whole story. That the things that convict and affect Ebenezer, they aren't menacing, fictitious threats. They're simply that he has to face reality. The reality of his sad and misguided past, the reality of what he has become, and the reality of his future. Obviously, Dickens wanted his readers to ponder the same thing, to see the urgency and the possibility of the present moment to do a new thing, to sing a new song to the Lord, or to prepare the way of the Lord. Facing our own truth is not easy, and neither is taking responsibility for our own lives. It is entirely up to Ebenezer whether or not he will respond to the truth shown to him. And like him, we have to decide how to respond to the truth that God's proclaimed to us through the prophets and through the scriptures and through the good news of God's ultimate love and mercy for the whole world made known in Jesus. The prophets were sent to prepare the way for our salvation. To every person who trusts God's promises, who has faith in God's healing of everything that is ill in all of creation, to we who trust in those promises, we become prophets. Those who bear the responsibility to share the knowledge of salvation with the rest of the world. There's always a choice to be made in every single moment. A choice to respond to whatever is actually happening by exercising the way of love made known to the world through Christ. It's often attributed to St. Francis, and you may have heard it if you watched George Bush's burial service last week. But the choice is pretty simple. Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. The prophets called the people to return to God's covenant by forsaking their sins. Some things never change. The people did return again and again and again and again. They turned away, same as we do. Advent is a penitential season. It's one for truth-telling and for paying attention to what's real, like our sins. They are those choices that separate us from one another, from unity with God and from unity with one another in the whole world. This brief season of Advent calls us to stop and face the truth of our lives. What will we see? Part of the good news is that the truth will set us free. Free to name before God our failings, our brokenness, and our sins, as well as our hopes for ourselves and for one another. That's the truth that sets us free. May this new week be a holy time to turn toward God choice by choice, moment by moment. By each choice we make, we can heal others and ourselves through sharing the love of Christ, who heals us as we love as He loved. Choose to forbear those who do not deserve your forbearance. Choose to act and to care for one for whom you would rather ignore and pass by. Practice forgiveness and practice seeking forgiveness. Day by day, return to God and make yourself ready that we may greet with joy the coming of our Lord.